Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com, and it is October 27th, 2010. This is Audio Boo number 24. Well, the stocks slid today, at least the Dow and the S&P. I guess the S&P was kind of flat. It wasn't as bad as it could have been. I guess kind of the reverse of yesterday, where it wasn't as good as it could have been. It looks like volume's kind of light. It looks like folks are basically, I don't know, waiting out the election. According to the Wall Street Journal, some investors appear disappointed by a report in the Wall Street Journal. On Wednesday, said that the Fed was likely to spend a few hundred billion dollars on its initial purchases, a lower number than some had hoped, and much less than the $2 trillion advocated by some economists. Can you imagine $2 trillion? I mean, where is this money coming from? Anyways, looks like the market's getting kind of tired. I wouldn't be surprised if it faded out. I don't know. Some contrarian indicators out there. There are some new ETFs coming out to feed the metal frenzy. This is from the CNBC stock blog by Don Dion. And basically, there are some new ETFs that are coming out there to take advantage of it. Let's see if I can find the tickers on it. The iPath Dow Jones UBS Copper Subindex ETN, it's an exchange traded note, is designed to track the performance of futures contracts, while the Global X Copper Miners ETF, COPEX, follows a basket of companies hailing from the industry. There's a Spiders S&P Metals and Mining ETF. There's a PowerShares DB Base Metals Fund. There's iShares, has iShares Gold Trust, iShares Silver Trust. And so you can see, since everybody's becoming interested in owning metals, probably late in the game, then here comes the industry with products that will meet consumers' demand. There's another one here called Physical Precious Metals Basket Shares, the first fund aimed at providing investors access to a physical combination of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. So what that means to me, stay away. Speaking of interesting, George Soros backs Prop 19 for marijuana legalization. This is from CNN Money. Let's see how much he pumped into this. They call him a billionaire philanthropist. I stuttered on that word a little bit. So Soros wrote that regulating and taxing marijuana would simultaneously save taxpayers billions of dollars in enforcement and incarceration costs while providing many billions of dollars in revenue annually. He also wrote that legalization could reduce violent crime related to illegal drug markets. It could also reduce racial inequities, he said, noting that African Americans bear the brunt of drug arrests, even though they are no more likely than other Americans to use marijuana. So I sort of agree with George Soros. I think that we spend a lot of money penalizing people for smoking pot, and also it does create an underworld or underground economy for selling drugs. I don't know if legalizing it's the answer, but we certainly spend a lot of money policing it. With earnings coming out, there are a lot of companies that are reporting tons and tons of revenue. And so we're in the mergers and acquisitions rumor period now. And I think Apple has, I don't know, how many billions of dollars in cash. And so here's an article from The Buzz at CNNMoney.com where it says, psst, did you hear how Oracle is going to buy AMD and then Google is going to acquire Oracle and Apple will merge with Google? Okay, that last rumor hasn't made the rounds just yet, but given traders a week or two, who knows what they'll conjure up. That's right. So there's a lot of money out there, and companies certainly want to put that money to work. I guess they already have enough workers to meet demand, so they don't need to spend it on people at this point. And as far as R&D goes, I mean, I don't know how much Apple's spending on R&D, but it seems like they release a phone or an iPad once a year, so they're not speeding things up over there. It kind of steady, slowly goes. But some of the companies in the rumor mill are Adobe, Ciena, SanDisk, Micron, AOL, Yahoo, blah, blah, blah. So also kind of interesting as we get, they should have bought it beginning of September. Stocks were cheaper. They could have acquired these companies for less money. And do you see LimeWire was reported to shut down? Popular file sharing website LimeWire has been ordered to permanently shut down 6 months after a federal judge found it liable for copyright infringement on a massive scale. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Remember the days of Napster and downloading stuff? I guess people are still doing it, but now with iPad, iPhone, and other mobile devices, and actually even now with the TVs, with Apple TV and coming to Google TV and the Roku box, which I talked about last time. There's a lot of way to get content legally. So you don't have to do it illegally. You can get stuff, and it's relatively affordable. And I don't know what the attractive of using LimeWire is anymore. But looks like the industry's kind of gotten, out from having affordable content, because now you can download shows and movies and stuff like that relatively cheaply. And there's a way to do it. I mean, there's a commercially acceptable way. You don't have to be a tech guru. I mean, I think still to grab stuff off the internet, I mean, you have to, you know, there's a bunch of steps to go through, as opposed to just, I can just order with my remote control while I'm sitting on the sofa. Anyways, that's it for now. I'm going to keep it relatively short. Hope you're having a great week. Check with you later. And the music in the background is from Music Alley's PodSafe Music, and that is Jamila Ford with Not Exactly Perfect. See ya!